By now, we all know that wearing a face mask is one of the easiest and most effective ways to contain the spread of the coronavirus. But it's not always the best thing for your skin. Many people, including some of us here at Athens News Matters, have experienced what's now known as maskne, or acne breakouts caused by wearing a face mask out in public. Here to talk more about that phenomenon is Dr. Ross Campbell, owner of Georgia Skin Cancer and Aesthetic Dermatology here in Athens. So, Dr. Campbell, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for asking me to join you, Alexia.
So, is this just a coincidence that all of us here in the studio have been breaking out, or is this maskne a real thing?
No, it's definitely a very real phenomenon. It's something that those of us that have to wear a mask for a living have known about for a long time. Technically, it's known as acne mechanica. The rubbing of the mask causes small abrasions and tears in the skin, which can then become inflamed. It's, you know, underneath the mask, you're breathing, and in Georgia, you're breathing warm air, and that's warm, moist environment that bacteria and yeast can, you know, kind of have a field day with as well. So it's making many of us remember painful middle school days.
Right. So this sounds like this is different from normal acne, is it?
It's more of an outside-in problem as opposed to an inside-out. Acne, particularly in puberty, it's a response to, you know, changes in hormones, you know, causing increased oil production, whereas the acne mechanica or maskne, it's because of this irritation and rubbing from the outside, but it's resulting in a very, you know, similar appearance to the acne we had in our youth or rosacea.
Right. So what are some of the ways that we can combat this problem of maskne?
Probably the most important thing is to wash your mask regularly. I would strongly recommend a fragrance-free detergent or wash. If you have oily skin, you want to use a lighter moisturizer to repair that skin barrier. If you have more dry or eczematous skin, then something a little thicker. You know, as far as makeups, wearing a lighter mineral-based makeup can be helpful. The overarching theme is mild. You know, these are small tears in the skin, so you don't want to really scrub or use mechanical, you know, devices to scrub the skin. This isn't necessarily a cleanliness issue.
And Dr. Campbell, I understand that you guys are going to focus on this problem in your next newsletter. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
We are. It's, you know, we use our newsletter essentially as almost like a public service announcement to try and help people with their skin at home. And we've seen enough maskne patients that we've kind of developed a good hand-holding process to walk through it. You can sign up for our newsletter at our web address, which is www.georgiaderm.com. There's a link there to sign up for that. And hopefully can point some folks in the right direction.
Dr. Ross Campbell is a licensed dermatologist and owner of Georgia Skin Cancer and Aesthetic Dermatology. And thank you once again for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Alexia. Thanks for having me.